The IMF has advised the Czech government against making further budget cuts in view of the country's worse-than-expected economic development. In a report released this week, the institution says the government should hold further steps to stabilize public finances until economic growth is renewed. If the situation should further deteriorate, the IMF says the government should take steps to weaken the value of the crown in order to encourage spending and support the country's export sector. The Czech Republic has experienced a record-breaking 6 successive quarters of economic contraction. This year, the central bank expects the economy to contract by 0.5%, down from a previous forecast of 0.3% earlier.
Finance Minister Miroslav Kalousek has questioned the financial wisdom of expanding the Temelín nuclear power plant in South Bohemia by another 2 reactors. In an interview for the economic daily Hospodárské noviny, Mr. Kalousek said the plans to build another 2 reactors had been calculated on the basis of higher electricity prices than the present ones, and moreover noted that the government had hoped to build the reactors at a significantly lower cost than was being offered by the 2 firms competing for the project.
Although critics have previously warned of possible economic losses, this is the first time that a government official has openly questioned the future of the Temelín expansion project. Prime Minister Petr Nečas on Friday played down the finance minister's words, saying it was his personal opinion, not the stance of the Czech government. The Prime Minister said he could not imagine the industrially oriented Czech Republic functioning without the 2 additional reactors after 2025 and stressed that they were essential to the country's energy stability.
Leading Czech arms producer Česká zbrojovka has won an international tender to supply 50,000 pistols to the Egyptian Interior Ministry, a multi-million crown deal that may be followed by a lucrative contract for the delivery of several hundred Scorpion submachine guns to the country, the company's CEO Lubomír Kovařík told the CTK news agency. Česká zbrojovka is also in talks to supply rifles, automatic rifles and pistols to Iraq. The Iraqi side is to take a decision on the contract this year. Česká zbrojovka is one of the country's leading arms producers, with last year's sales exceeding 2 billion crowns.
Czech liquor maker Rudolf Jelinek posted its first loss since 1998 last year, owing to the methanol scandal in September and the government-enforced ban on spirits that accompanied it. The company's representative, Josef Brabec, said Jelinek's losses amounted to 15.9 million crowns in 2012. In the previous year, the firm made a net profit of 22.6 million. The methanol affair considerably reduced the demand for spirits in the Czech Republic, particularly for rum and vodka. The sale of spirits on the Czech market dropped by 10% in 2012 as a result of the scare. Rudolf Jelinek is an exclusive distributor of Pushkin vodka and the fruit liquors Berentzen.